Almighty, most gracious Father, we give you humble thanks and praise this morning for the blessed assurance that we have in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the glorious good news, the glorious gospel, the glorious, wonderful herald that the angel proclaimed at the tomb, "He is not here, he has risen." We thank you, Almighty Father, that you sent your Son, our Savior, into this world to show us how much you loved us by proclaiming a way of life, by living that life, and then by going to the cross for our sins, by dying as an atoning sacrifice, that we might never fear coming before you again. He died on the cross for our sins. And then he rose from the grave as the sure promise of our eternal life with you. We thank you this day for the glorious gospel message. We thank you for the core of our faith that Jesus Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. And may the people of God say, Amen. John chapter 20 reads, "Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, 'They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him.' And Peter and the other disciples set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the Scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their home." What an amazing excitement. What a joy must have filled Mary Magdalene as she went to the tomb filled with tears and wondering, will she find her Savior there or not? She remembered, apparently, and she came to the tomb and she found it empty. And she was excited and she goes and she runs and tells Peter and she runs and tells the beloved disciple, John, and they run with excitement to try to find out what has happened. And they come to the tomb, and they don't find a tomb that has been torn asunder by grave robbers. They find a tomb that has been set in order. They find a tomb empty of their Lord. They find a tomb proclaiming in and of itself, by its sheer emptiness, the glorious good news that Jesus is not dead. What excitement must have filled her heart as she ran to tell Simon, Peter, and John. And what wonderment must have filled their hearts as they ran, had a race, a contest, if you will, to who could get to the tomb first. And John comes and looks in. And Peter comes, and as Peter would always do, pushes his own way in to see carefully, to see clearly. And still he wondered. But John believed. Oh, it must have been. Oh, it must have been so exciting. And then, to not have a final answer, she stands there crying. John continues. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the foot. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she said to them, They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him. When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. But she did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." And Jesus said to her, "Mary." And she turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But I go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and to your Father, to my God and your God." And Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said to her these things. Wow. In the midst of joy, in the midst of excitement, there is also wonderment and confusion and sorrow. That's the way it is with even the death of a loved one, that we are assured of their salvation, yet we miss them. We want to see them again. Mary Magdalene stands there weeping. "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she thinks it's the gardener. Wow. I don't know what may be laying in your heart today. What may be weighing you down today on this Easter Sunday. You watch the TV news, you see the horrible reports of war and rumors of war and hardship and death and terrorism and destruction. Political accusations running rife. We look at the news today and we wonder, what has gripped our world? The violence, the anger, the hatred. And we wonder, why should we celebrate? And we also, like Mary, may be crying, mourning the death of our Savior, mourning the death of friends and loved ones, mourning the violence, mourning the terrorism, mourning the fear. My friends, on today of all days, do not have your eyes so covered by tears that you cannot see your Master standing before you. My brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus speaks to us our names. Just as he said to Mary, her name, Mary. And finally she recognized him. So also he speaks to you your name. Hear it. Hear him speak it and believe. He is not dead. Death has no victory. He defeated suffering and death. He defeated eternal pain and anguish. The violence of this world, the terrorism of this world stands as a lie. The resurrection of Jesus is truth. Because he lives, we shall live also. Indeed, because he lives, we do live eternally. Give thanks and glory to God for the wonderful good news of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus. As we focus on his crucifixion and death and give thanks to God for the atoning sacrifice on the cross for our sins, let us also now give thanks and glory to God for his resurrection from the tomb and for all that that means for us here today, that we have nothing to fear, that God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And may the people of God say, Amen. Amen.